Since the outbreak of the war in Gaza in October of last year, local municipality crews began concentrating solid garbage of Maghaza refugee camp right on the entrance of the camp, which is home now to around 45,000 residents because of displacement of thousands of outside residents. As temperature is getting higher this spring, local residents and others complain of a spread of mosquitoes and bad smell around. Dr. Yahya Faris is a displaced resident from Gaza City. He has lived in Maghazi for the past several months.
When I walk down the street, I can simply diagnose some cases that we have never seen widely before. And then I refer a case to the proper health authority. Among these diseases are malaria, hepatitis, typhoid, vomiting, and diarrhea.
Dr. Yahya's sense of health complications caused by the lack of proper sanitation is echoed by many other local residents of Maghazi itself. Hatim Abu Shahada is a father of two children. His home is close to the entrance of Maghazi where solid garbage is collected.
Recently, my children had allergic reactions. There were red spots on their bodies. Now that we're entering the hot summer months, we don't know what to do. We can't close the windows to keep mosquitoes out because of the heat, and we don't have electricity for air conditioning. If we keep the windows open, we're hit by all the strong smells around us.
Municipality officials in Maghazi say that the solid garbage used to be collected right on border areas southeast of Gaza, but due to the situation of war, municipality crews could not move for safety reasons. Mohammed Albar is in charge of health and sanitation with the Maghazi municipality, assigned by the Ramallah-based Health Ministry of the Palestinian Authority.
Almost 20 tons of solid garbage are collected right at this location. Currently, there are 3,500 tons here, and once the security situation improves, we will transfer them all to previous designated locations.
Albar also revealed that there are other problems in some parts of the refugee camp, including concentration of sewage water caused by an Israeli military operation through Maghazi a few months ago.
We are now going through an unprecedented situation where people are suffering from spreads of harmful mosquitoes because of these lagoons of sewage water here.
Jumana Al-Mabhouh is a 15-year-old displaced resident. She lives in the same neighborhood where the sewage water lagoons exist.
Like every other human being, you sit to eat. But with these lagoons, we can't even eat because of the bad, terrible smell. Also, we have allergies all the time because of the mosquitoes. At nighttime, we can't even sleep because of them. Instead of sleeping, we start fighting the mosquitoes.
The Maghazi municipality says that they are expecting soon to repair the infrastructure damage and fill in the sewage water lagoons. Yet, the municipality adds that their actions require coordination with Israeli authorities as Israeli war on Hamas is still going on. In January, Israeli army carried out a large-scale operation in the now-affected neighborhood of Maghazi. Israel says that its warplanes often attack Hamas-run underground tunnels in densely populated areas across the Gaza Strip. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.